Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
It seems every week in the Brian Koberger case, it gets a little stranger, a little darker, and undeniably more complicated. Recently, we've witnessed dramatic courtroom battles as the defense, led by seasoned attorney Ann Taylor, made an aggressive push, introducing the idea that someone else entirely may have committed these horrific murders. Judge Hippler, however, wasn't having it. He promptly denied this motion, along with the defense's additional request to delay the trial yet again. So, no delays, no alternate suspects. Just a clear message from the bench. This trial is moving forward as scheduled. But Ann Taylor is no rookie. She's known for being strategic, sharp, and meticulously calculated in every courtroom. Every single courtroom move that she makes. Which leads us to wonder, what was the real motive behind these seemingly doomed-to-fail motions? Is it truly an attempt at raising reasonable doubt, or perhaps a strategic chess move aimed at influencing the minds of potential jurors long before they've ever been seated? Adding to the complexity is the newly surfaced eyewitness claim from a DoorDash driver who delivered food moments before the murders, nearly 2 years later, under unusual circumstances involving a DUI arrest. I know it was medication. She publicly announced that she had seen Koberger parked near the crime scene that night. The timing and circumstances of this revelation immediately raised eyebrows, injecting yet another layer of uncertainty and controversy into an already heated trial. To unravel these complexities, we're joined today by Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent who previously served as chief of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin specializes in the subtle arts of human behavior, credibility assessment, and today we're going to look at jury psychology, exactly the expertise we need to dissect these recent developments. So, Robin, let's dive straight into the heart of this matter. What exactly is Ann Taylor trying to accomplish here, and how might these motives resonate psychologically with a jury?
First, I got to make sure that people watching understand I'm smiling because I'm smiling, not because of the horrendous murders that were done with these poor children, but we are on the road to justice. I am so excited for this case because justice is going to be served. My thoughts on this, man, how much is she going to throw at the windshield on this one? You know, I mean, it's like, hey, these girls know four people. Let's make them suspects. You know, you just can't do that. You just can't throw a fishing net out there and say, hey, these people are suspects too, or than they could possibly have done it without any shred of anything. Even there's, I mean, it's like everyone in their lives is then a suspect, and by that kind of logic that, that
she anybody brought. Who's communicated with them basically becomes suspect.
Yeah. She's trying, but it's too much desperation at this point, isn't it?
I mean, she's a seasoned attorney. She knows how this is going to land. I can't imagine she was putting together that motion thinking, oh, yeah, the judge is going to be cool with this. Is she going through the motions because, you know, she has to?
This judge, this is a tough judge. This is a great judge. He's been solid, man. So what she's not doing, it's interesting. I give her so much credit for being smart, but at the same time, this judge's pattern behavior, you knew he was going to say no. He says no to all crazy crap that she's been coming up with. So why would this have been why would she expect anything different? So, which begs the question. So, and she's smart. So let's put ourselves in her shoes.
Yeah.
She knows the pattern behavior. She's got reps of doing this. She's not doing it for the trial itself in terms of the judge, the legal aspect of it. I still think the only thing she's working on right now is jury perception management.
Yeah.
You know, shreds of doubt. You know, that's it. I think only thing that she's working on is saving his life by a non-unanimous decision that he's guilty.
And that's a big thing, especially as we're learning more and more of this world that we live in that is ever evolving, and the way that we absorb information seems to almost change year to year. What is extremely influenceable, or what was extremely influenceable as a platform 3 years ago, is not the same as it would be today. Saying one thing in this way to then is not the same way now. So it's constantly evolving on what seems to be resonating with people more than ever before. That being said, half of your battle, if not more than half of your battle, 75%, 85%, I think, of your battle in a criminal case right now, this is just my opinion, this is not any sort of study, probably done before the trial actually starts.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, that's usually through motions, but I'm talking about jury perception, potential jury perception. It's more like a campaign than it is, let's, you know, pick the most, you know, optimal jurors here, because in the past, most people didn't know the details of all of these cases in such great depth. Now, if they pay, you know, even a small amount of attention, you can consume a ton of information. So getting this out there, getting this argument that maybe there's other perpetrators here, even if it's not approved for the case, like it wasn't here, you still maybe have influenced some people out there that are just passively listening. They went, what is this I heard about possible other perpetrators that may be considered for a jury? That's a big thing to try and win. And I'm thinking she's playing that card as strong as she can, because she had to damn well know this was never going to make it to trial with those other third party culprits.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. So she's argued that, you know, change of venue because of the biased jury pool. And so she's aware of the biased jury pool. She's trying to use that fact in her favor. But since she knows the jury pool is going to be biased because of social media and because of all the notoriety this case is getting, she's going to use that to her advantage, again, with reasonable doubt with someone. So she keeps throwing all these alternate theories out there. The next thing I'm doing, if I'm in her shoes doing that thought experiment, was in order for one of these things to take hold, we have to make Koberger a sympathetic character. And how do we make him sympathetic in the courtroom? We explain his awkward, weird, creepy behavior because he's got autism. He's on the spectrum. So hopefully someone on the jury has someone in their lives that's on the autism spectrum, so you can have a sympathetic thing, because it takes just one person to not be 100% convinced, to have that reasonable doubt about it was him. And so we're going to throw all these theories that are going to potentially grab hold with someone for reasonable doubt, and you make him a sympathetic character, we might save his life. I really think that's all she's grasping at.
Yeah. An interesting thing on that about the weird, creepy character. Yeah, he's got autism.
That's my scientific term.
Well, the thing is, like, if you were to be able to do a study, like just gather every weird and creepy character of every person you've ever met in your life, that just kind of gives off that vibe, I would guess a very high percentage would be on the autism scale, because that's That's why they're weird and creepy, because that's the only way they know how to live. That's how their brains function. Now, it doesn't discount them from being accountable for their actions, but I would guess that's probably why there's a lot of weird and creepy people in this world who have never been diagnosed or are diagnosed, and that's just how they act. Not that they're all killers, but obviously some of them turn out to be that way. So it could have been all that. I know I just pitched to you saying, is this, here's how I think, Ann Taylor may be playing this. The other angle to that, the other side of the coin is, or is Koberger just calling all the shots here? Is she there? Is this kind of like a Lori Vallow Daybell where she ends up being her own attorney? Not saying it's going to go that extreme, but she obviously wanted to be in control. Karen Reed seemed to be in a lot of control of her case too. We saw how she was reacting in the courtroom, how she was dictating things to her attorneys. Ultimately, she is the boss. The attorneys are working for her, and Ann Taylor is working for him. How much of this is Koberger thinking, I want you to go out there and argue that it could be these people, it could be that people? I mean, do you think it could be that? What are you, or is it just more Ann Taylor being smart and Koberger going, whatever you think?
So I think Ann Taylor is smarter than that, again, unless it's part of her active forefront strategy. But again, she's hired by the family. And remember, the mother she's the one that's not giving in on this. So again, throwing back to trying to bring in all the data points I have on everything regarding this case, which they're all over the place, and getting out of what we see right here and kind of going back again. I don't think Koberger is the one strategizing why he's innocent, because he didn't really have a strategy to make himself innocent outside of his controlled way he was doing this. Again, if he's guilty, the mother is the one, though, that was trying to do more. My conjecture is that these might be ideas the mother's throwing at Ann Taylor, saying, well, he was in touch with this. So in touch with this person. I mean, the girls were. So I'm thinking maybe it's the mother kind of poking at Ann Taylor as well, saying, hey, try this, do this, do this, do this. She's got a hard time. I think Koberger probably does a good job answering questions that Ann Taylor poses. And I think that Ann Taylor might be posing questions she's getting from the mother.
I wonder. And I wonder how much is it coming from mom, or is it coming from mom to Koberger and then Koberger to mom as Koberger's idea? Like, you should push this, you should push that. I mean, or it could be coming from Koberger too. I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it could be anything.
It would be. I wonder. I mean, that would be an interesting conversation to hear fly in the wall between mom and dad in that house.
I would imagine the mother is trying to save his life more than anyone else.
I would agree with that. I wonder if they both agree that he's innocent or guilty, or if one's one way and one's the other. Cause I don't know. I mean, it feels like dad, again, I'm just completely guessing here, but it seems like dad had a little more suspicion that Brian was a bit off.
So it's a hard one to place ourselves in a position of the parents right now. Because it's grueling. It's horrendous, to even contemplate. And I don't think you see me doing these pauses because I literally am trying to place myself, this position with my own kids. So at this point, is she really thinking, or are the parents really thinking he's innocent, or are they thinking more save his life, save his life, save his life, save his life? And so I think the actions that they're doing is, I don't think they're even entertaining the fact that my little boy did this. It's more, they don't even want to face that thought or idea. It's more of a, we have to save our boy's life. I know that's what I'd be doing.
Sure.
I gotta remove any of the horrendous actions he's being accused of, no matter how overwhelming the evidence, just because I don't want to believe it. Mm-hmm. I just want to focus on save his life, save his life, save his life. Because what was the case we just covered that the parents didn't even want to acknowledge that? I'm sorry, I'm digressing. We covered it last week.
I'm running a blank.
I'm running a blank too, but basically it has exactly the same thing, that it was just not wanting to acknowledge the actions or the guilty actions of the one they love, but they really wanted to focus on this.
Barry Morphew, the daughters are still supporting dad. And mom is the one that he's alleged to have murdered. That might be the one.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. Gilgo Murderers Beach.
Oh, the Gilgo, the Long Gilgo. Island serial killer. Oh yes, Long, that I one too. Just, that one, the yeah. family is doing the same sort of
the
thing.
The wife. The yeah, wife awesome. Refuses
yeah. yep.
no matter what.
Yeah.
To acknowledge the fact that he could have done it, would do it, even if it came from him, she yeah. won't even. She says they'll accept it yeah. if you know Rex Shurman tells her
yeah.
or himself, even though she won't. So I think we have that kind of thing going on. Mm-hmm. At least I would,
yeah.
you know, in this kind of case here. So I think she's just trying hard to save his life.
As retired FBI Special Agent Robin Dreek providing us with some much needed clarity on the intricate psychological dynamics at play in the Koberger trial. As Robin explained, it's crucial to understand that courtroom battles like this often involve subtle tactics far beyond the simple presentation of evidence. Ann Taylor's recent moves, introducing alternate suspects, seeking delays, and perhaps indirectly influencing potential jurors, might appear questionable or even desperate at first glance. But as we've learned today, there's often more than meets the eye. One particularly intriguing point Robin touched on was how modern juries process information differently in today's media-saturated environment. Jurors now arrive with extensive pre-existing knowledge, opinions, and biases, sometimes without even realizing it. Ann Taylor's motions, although unsuccessful legally, might still achieve their intended psychological effect, planting small, persistent seeds of doubt in the public's mind. These seeds could grow quietly, influencing jurors' subconscious impressions long before opening statements begin. Then there's the complexity of the DoorDash driver's delayed eyewitness claim. Robin helped unpack why jurors may struggle with late disclosed eyewitness testimony, especially when it involves complicated personal circumstances. Will jurors ultimately dismiss this witness's credibility, or could her emotional vulnerability trigger sympathy and trust? We still have lingering questions. How effectively will the defense use the pivotal sympathy card, suggesting Koberger's behaviors may be linked to being on the autism spectrum? And could this angle be powerful enough to create real doubt or division amongst jurors? As the trial moves forward, we'll continue exploring these issues closely. At the end of the day, the line between truth and perception in the courtroom can be razor thin. Understanding juror psychology might be the key to predicting which way the verdict could swing. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. And if you're not there already, be sure to search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski on YouTube. You'll find us right there. You can join us in our conversations in all these cases with all the videos that we put out, some of them exclusively on YouTube. You can even subscribe to our premium channel on YouTube and get access to our reporting and our interviews and all of that stuff days, sometimes weeks before it's released to the public. You get all that stuff basically as I put it out there. You get it when you're a premium subscriber on YouTube. So do check that out and help support the channel. No matter what, hit subscribe, whatever platform it is, podcast, YouTube, wherever. We do greatly appreciate that. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this case. Until next time, I am Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25. Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing. Clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it. And they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.